Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
We have stunning breaking news coming from the Pentagon in zero time to waste. Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth have officially ordered 1,500 U.S. soldiers to be at the ready in case Donald Trump decides to deploy them against U.S. citizens in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Troops with the Army's 11th Airborne Division in Alaska have been told to prepare in case Donald Trump decides to initiate the Insurrection Act, therefore escalating in order to intimidate the people of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let me be clear. Just like Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is about to say in one moment, this is an unnecessary escalation meant to intimidate and meant to further grab power from Donald Trump. Think about the timeline here. Nick Shirley makes a video about supposed fraud in Minneapolis that was already investigated years ago. If you want to start an investigation into the fraud, that's one thing. Okay, start an investigation into fraud, sure. But Donald Trump decides to escalate by deploying thousands of federal troops to go terrorize people in Minneapolis. Not to deport criminals, but to terrorize the people of Minneapolis. In the process of this, Renee Nicole Good gets shot. The Trump administration decides to escalate even further. Yet again, that's all they know how to do, and they decide to cover up the investigation, spike the investigation, and claim Renee Nicole Good was a domestic terrorist like 45 minutes after she was tragically murdered. It was awful, of course. So people take to the streets peacefully. They say, hey, you can't just cover this up. You can't just send ICE here to escalate over and over. Guess what Trump's response was? It was to further effing escalate. Then there were 3,000 federal troops in Minneapolis compared to 600 local enforcement. So people are like, dude, Trump, you should be done. But Donald Trump is still not done grabbing power. You even see yesterday, Governor Tim Walz deployed the Minnesota National Guard in the best way possible. The Minnesota National Guard was mobilized to stage support for local law enforcement and emergency management agencies. As Adam Cochran points out, finally, as I mentioned the other day, if the Guard is deployed by Governor Walz on a mission to support state agencies, then Trump cannot use the Insurrection Act to take control of them in particular. The Guard is directed by and accountable to the governor and can act as observers against ICE who support the local law enforcement that have been repeatedly undermined and stepped on by ICE. We then see Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey hopping on TV moments ago to respond to the 1,500 troops at the ready.
Is that there are 1,500 active duty U.S. soldiers on standby to deploy to your state.
This act was clearly designed to intimidate the people of Minneapolis. And here's the thing, we're not going to be intimidated. If the goal here is safety, we've got many mechanisms to achieve safety. And the best way to get safety is not to have an influx of even more agents, and in this case, military, in Minneapolis. Right now, we have about 600 police officers, and they've got 3,000 or so ICE agents and border control that they are now talking about deploying 1,500 military. This is, well, it's ridiculous, but we will not be intimidated by the actions of this federal government.
Thank you. There's more to come from Mayor Jacob Frey, but to continue here, Governor Tim Walz did something that I find respectable, but honestly, I think there's different ways to go about this. So he says, I am making a direct appeal to the president. Let's turn the temperature down. Stop this campaign of retribution. This is not who we are. An appeal to Minnesotans. I know this is scary. We must speak out loudly, urgently, but also peacefully. We cannot fan the flames of chaos. That's what he wants. Of course, I think people should be peaceful. I like that part. But making a direct appeal to the president via written letter is so like Trump term one. Written letters to Donald Trump don't mean shit to him. Written letters don't mean shit to people who want authoritarian power. So of course, Trump should turn down the temperature. I don't disagree with that whatsoever. But I think the better move that Governor Tim Walz made was actually utilizing the resources he had at his disposal and doing something to fight back against Trump's relentless power grab. Trump wants to deploy the 11th Airborne Division. That's not extra security. It's an elite airborne combat unit built for rapid force projection. You don't deploy paratroopers like this unless you're escalating. Congress needs to stop watching from the bleachers and do its job. Let me show you why Congress needs to do its job. What they are doing in Minneapolis is fundamentally unconstitutional. And the Homeland Security's account posted a video and then got fact-checked by Elon Musk's Twitter as being unconstitutional. Let me play this video of their spokeswoman.
Can you clarify what exactly that means? Do American citizens, as of now, need to carry their passports or other immigration documents to show that they're citizens?
That's a really important question. Do Americans have to carry their passport or carry papers at all times?
I'm so glad you asked this question because I think that there's a lot of confusion there about this. We have incredibly targeted immigration enforcement operations. So what's happening there is there is reasonable suspicion. If somebody is in the vicinity of this operation, of this target, then they could be asked for their identification. We've been vindicated by the Supreme Court, September of 2025. You all saw a case out of Los Angeles where they said we can use reasonable suspicion. I think I've seen a lot on this network and other places where they're talking about this is racially based. Absolutely not. Racial animus is no place in DHS.
Come on. In practice, we have seen the DHS troops, we have seen ICE agents over and over say, where are the Venezuelans? We've got a Guatemalan. These are their words. I've shown you these videos. They literally call people out and say, hey, we've got somebody who looks a certain way. The Fourth Amendment requires probable cause, says Twitter, for arrests. Reasonable suspicion suffices only for brief investigatory stops, not full arrests. Dan says, this is literally the Department of Homeland Security getting a high school level civics question flat wrong and then getting fact checked. What an absolute joke of an administration. So while this administration is focused on intimidating and escalating via force, Governor Tim Walz is trying to provide a steady hand by making sure the Minnesota National Guard is deploying in reflective yellow vests, quote, to help distinguish them from other agencies in similar uniforms. While all of this is happening, the politicians of Minnesota, like Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Fry, are being investigated by the DOJ for awful, dumb, trumped-up charges. Genuinely, Trump made-up charges. A congressman, Mike Lee, says, no member of Congress should ever refer to our country as the U.S. goddamn states. What should be the consequence of saying that? Elon Musk responds and says he thinks the consequence for Ilhan Omar, you know, swearing in a sentence should be whatever the penalty is for treason. For further context, Laura Loomer quote tweets Elon Musk and says, Grok, what is the real punishment for treason? I'm not going to put Grok's answer, but it of course said death. So if we just zoom out, Elon Musk is cheering and clapping as Donald Trump is about to deploy actual troops to Minnesota in Minneapolis. Donald Trump is currently targeting the mayor and governor, who are Democrats, and saying that they need to go to prison. Maybe even they've committed treason or sedition. Elon Musk, the free speech guy, the guy who bought Twitter to be a free speech advocate, is cheering and clapping all of this on while saying that Ilhan Omar should be put to death for simply swearing in a sentence. It is batshit crazy. And the fact that these are the people in control, like, is just absolutely mind-boggling. Elon Musk will quote some random college student who says some mean thing about Charlie Kirk's wife and say, this person is ruining our country. But then he, the richest man on the planet, who wasn't even born here, will say that our politicians should be put to death. I think Elon Musk is the one who, in a top-down way, is radical. Donald Trump then makes a post on Truth Social and says, ICE is removing some of the most violent criminals in the world from our country and bring them back home where they belong. First of all, that doesn't even make grammatical sense. But secondly, if you were actually just targeting criminals, no one would have a problem. If all the videos that popped up were of like Lakin Riley's murderer, some gang member that was here illegally, getting sent home and deported with due process, we'd be like, yeah, he killed Lakin Riley, of course. That is not what's happening. Every single video I see is a U.S. citizen being pushed to the ground or having his eye shot out or getting shot in the back of the head. A U.S. citizen having their ribs cracked, being pepper sprayed, elderly protesters being handcuffed with no due process. It is absolutely absurd what we are seeing, and Donald Trump must be seeing different things. He says, why is Minnesota fighting this? because they're not just attacking criminals. He says, do they really want murderers and drug dealers to be in their community? Nobody wants that. But we also don't want murderers with a badge and a gun to be walking around our community with absolute immunity. Then the Pentagon says they are readying 1,500 soldiers to possibly deploy. This loops us back around to the headline, because after all of this insane rhetoric coming from the admin, they decide they need to escalate more. The soldiers are assigned to two infantry battalions within the Army's 11th Airborne Division, which is based in Alaska and specializes in cold weather operations. So they are trying to deploy units meant for the cold because ice is slipping around too much in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Are we serious here? The Lincoln Project says this has been the plan all along. Foment violence and chaos in the streets of Minnesota and Minneapolis. Implement the Insurrection Act, declare martial law, and then potentially suspend elections if he gets to the point that he wants. It's crazy because these protests that you see on screen aren't even for military force being used in Minneapolis. It's against military force being used in Greenland. So we have multiple cohorts of populations revolting at the same time against a regime that is trying to hyper-militarize the streets of any blue city, mainly right now Minneapolis, but it's hit Chicago, where I live. It's hit LA. It's hit other cities. And we have people abroad who are like, keep your hands off our damn country. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos we make, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.